Blog Talk Radio.
His entirety. We study the rock we were hewn from and the ditch we were dug from to get a clue, to put our hand on the pulse for us to create is concerned. What is required of us? What mistake do we make? How can we rectify those mistakes? And to do what we can for us, we are concerned by study by ancients because we don't know who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. Therefore, thus, we emulate them. We should emulate our ancient ones, especially our ancient ones that had a constructive and positive relationship with Yah, such as Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub, such as Queen Deborah, Daniel, Mordecai, so on and so forth. It's true. If you don't know what you are, you're born to a pack of dogs, but you were raised by those pack of dogs, or they found you with a bunch of cats, and you was raised by a bunch of cats, you're going to be around there meowing. So a lot of us are meowing when we should be barking. I'm not trying to use an unclean animal for that, but it's true. I'm trying to use that as a metaphor for you to understand. If you don't know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing, you'll be emulating your enemies. Such in the case of us. Instead of barking, we are meowing all over the place. Scratching, whining, moaning, moody. doing everything that dogs don't do. So that is the primary reason why we study our ancient ones, to get a clue, a pulse. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. But before we get started, I'm not a priest, but when I was studied in Bet Medibah, which is the name of the book we are in, which you call Numbers in chapter 6, I came across a blessing. Now, I'm not a priest, but I hope help the Most High takes this blessing into consideration for us as a nation. Now, the priest's supposed to do this, but Yom Suf, I will ask the Most High to bless my blessing on us. And I will say to us as a nation, I will bless us as a nation. May Yah bless you, each of you, and keep you. Yah make His face to shine upon each of you. And yet Yah be gracious to each of you. And Yah lift up His countenance upon each of you and give you peace. Praise Yah. And if it has any meaning, I hope it holds some value to you. And bless His holy name. And perhaps you're wondering, as I've been speaking, who are the we we're making reference to? We're making reference to Sister Abby of New York City and Brother Cottrell of New York City. See, they share in these duties, these studies, not just Yom Suf. It takes a team national effort, and their team and their national incline. And so I appreciate the effort they put forth for Yah. And I appreciate the effort they put forth for you. And they love the Most High because they do so, putting forth this effort with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the brothers and sisters as themselves. And they feel themselves, and I do too, that they're morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less, and certainly are you too. It's just not on us. It's on all of us. Praise Yah. So without further ado, I don't know if Sister Abby is going to speak tonight, but I'm going to introduce her, and if she's not going to speak, she's going to get out the way. So, Savia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. All right. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, Brother Yom Suf. May the Most High bless you as well. Sister Abia. And the family that's out there listening, Yaisha, Nasanya, may the Most High bless y'all all. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. You said a mouthful, but I enjoy coming to these studies.
I do too.
It's like a power boost.
Mm-hmm.
The study we had last night, like, really boosts me up.
I'm glad.
And,
I'm glad.
Just to think about what's being said, you know, in there. And our behalf, and what our connection is, it really gives you a great sense of hope that things aren't as bad as they seem.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Cottrell. It sure do give you. It showed. It's better than a Red Bull, Cottrell.
A Red Bull?
No. Yeah, God. A Red Bull. This is our Red Bull. Yah's word is our Red Bull. Praise Yah.
And our sister. Our sister Deborah, she was a queen in her own right, but she was a judge. She wasn't a queen.
Exactly. Right.
It was Queen Esther that could have just ignored us and enjoyed herself in the king's palace. But she had a heart for her people. She saw her people suffering, and she took action that helped save her people. With that, we all had the spirit of Queen Esther.
Praise Yah. And she was a beautiful woman, too. She had beauty in brains. She had beauty in brains. Mm-hmm. And she didn't use it to her advantage. She used her beauty and brains to her nation's advantage. Praise Yah.
That's what Yah wants us to do. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Use it for the nation.
Would I say that again, Cottrell?
I said use it for the nation. Whatever gifts, talents, skills, abilities you got. Supposed to be five people.
Exactly. Praise Yah. Thank you, Cottrell.
Starts with your own family.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. Cottrell, fellow students, chapter 6. bet mitzvah. Meaning in the wilderness, Yah is instructing us. We're not out there just to have fun. We're not on a picnic. We have to learn about things, instructed about things. And one of those instructions are the law of the Nazarite. What's a Nazarene? You hear that? I think they said Jesus of Nazareth or something like that, like he was a Nazarite. No, Jesus of Nazareth, Nazarene. That ain't what that means. The law of the Nazarite means this. Yah spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel and said to them, when either man or woman can do this, consecrate an offer to take the vow of a Nazarite to separate himself to Yah. He should separate himself from wine and similar drink. He should neither drink vinegar made from wine, nor vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice. Yeah, we had grape juice back then. Nor eat fresh grapes or raisins. Any part of the grape and the grape part, byproduct, in any shape, form, or fashion. Any alcohol. All the days of his separation, according to that vow of separation, he or she shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, from seed to seed. All the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his or her head, until the days are fulfilled which he separated himself voluntarily to Yah. He shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks, not straight hair. Then he shall let the locks, I only know people got locks, look similar to us. Didn't say straight hair. He shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow all the days that he separate himself to Yah voluntarily. He shall not go near a dead body. Can't go to these funerals. He shall not make himself unclean, even if it's his father or mother that's dead, for his brother or his sister when they die. Because his separation to Yah is on his head. All the days of the separation shall be holy to Yah. And if anyone dies yes, go ahead, Katriel.
That restriction is stricter than what the priest had to go to. Because the priest at least could go to his mother and father's funeral. Nazarite, he can't do that.
You can't do that. As long as the government is a Nazarite.
When an Israelite volunteers to be a Nazarite, it's almost like he becomes a priest. He's not a priest, but he helps the priests in what they're doing. That's why he would separate himself as a Nazarite.
Exactly.
And we just read all the instructions that the Most High gave the Levites and the priests and the high priests, and Israel standing around watching them, and they might be inspired to try to do what they're doing, and this is the way Yah gave them a way to participate in that area.
Exactly. That's the only way. That if you're not a tribe of Levi, that you can participate in that. This is the only way. Separating yourself, bowing yourself, volunteering yourself, and executing certain behaviors as far as the grapes are concerned, and wine, and any alcoholic beverage. From the skin.
Anything off the vine.
Right. From the skin.
You know, tomatoes come off vines.
Exactly.
So they couldn't eat tomatoes either.
Nope. Praise Yah. That's just right.
Praise Yah.
If anyone dies very suddenly beside him, and he defiles his consecrated, and as a result, he is defiled, his consecrated head. Then, as a result, to remedy the situation, he shall shave his head on the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day, he shall shave it. Then on the eighth day, he shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the priest to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to continue this. And the priest shall offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering and make atonement for him because he's sinning, not voluntarily in regards to the corpse. He shall sanctify his head on that same day. He shall consecrate to Yah the day of his separation and bring a male lamb in his first year as a trespass offering. But the former days shall be lost. Those days before shall be lost as a result of being contaminated because his separation was defiled. Now, this is the day of the Nazarite.
So,
and he has to do it all over again, country. Those days are not added to him. Right. He's got to start all over
again. So if he took a vow, to be a Nazarite for 20 years,
right,
and he's 10 years into that vow, and he comes across a dead body, those 10 years they did don't count.
It doesn't count.
Nope. You got to start all over again.
All over again. Praise God.
Praise God.
Now, thank you, brother. This is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, you completed it, he shall be brought to the door of the tabernacle meeting. He shall present his offering to Yah, one male lamb in his first year, without blemish, as a burnt offering, one ewe, a female lamb, in his first year without blemish as a sin offering, one ram without blemish as a peace offering, a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of the flour, fine flour mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and their grain offering with their drink offering. Then the priest shall bring them before Yah and offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. He shall offer the ram as a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yah. With the basket of unleavened bread, the priest shall also offer his grain offering and his drink offering. Then the Nazarite shall shave his consecrated head at the door of the tabernacle meal. You got to shave it off. And shall take the hair from his consecrated head and put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice of the peace offering. The priest shall take the boar shoulder of the ram, one unleavened cake from the basket, one unleavened wafer, and put them on the head, hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved his consecrated hair. And the priest shall wave them as a wave offered before you. They are holy for the priest, together with the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the heave offering. After that, the Nazarite may drink wine. He can continue on and take him a little drinky drink from the vine. This is the law of the Nazarite, who vows voluntarily to Yah the offering for his separation. And besides that, whatever else his hand is able to provide, according to the vow which he takes, so he must do according to the law of his separation. You got to complete it in its entirety and everything in that regard. And as I said, I bless y'all, but like I said, I don't know if I'm a priest or not. I can't attain that title just because I may want to. But I can say as another brother to another brother and a sister, this priestly blessing. And let me give you the origin of this priestly blessing. And Yah spoke to Moses saying, speak to Aaron and his son saying, this is the way you should bless the children of Israel. You can't do it any other which way you want to. You can't bless the children of Israel any kind of way. Lackadaisical about it. It's got to be specific according to Yah's requirement. And he tells him what to say. And that saying, that blessing, Yah bless you and keep you. Yah make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name that way on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. If they do it in accordance to the way I tell them to do it, they will put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them as a result. Praise Yah and bless his beautiful holy name. Gotrell, you have the mic.
All praises to the Holy One of Israel, Brother Yom Shufari. You broke it down to us like we were 4 years old. A pretty simple chapter.
Yeah.
You got it in Nazareth.
Right.
And it kind of debunks Christianity, right?
Exactly.
Because they say Jesus died for our sins.
Oh, is that right?
How could he die for the sins of a Nazarite? He can't die for the sins of a Nazarite. He can't die for the sins of a Nazarite, right?
Nope.
Most High gave the Nazarite codes and procedures, and he can only drink wine when he's finished that oath that he took.
Exactly.
So even coming out of being a Nazarite, there's a way that he had to step out of that. He had to bring an offering, a male and a female lamb. You just can't say, oh, I'm done. I've quit. My time is up. No.
Hey, I'm going to hit the clock.
That you got to go through.
Exactly.
And a lot of Israelites believe that we're not supposed to shave. If we're not supposed to shave, how is a Nazarite going to cut his hair off and shave himself bald? He can't shave.
You know, some people take some things to the extreme. You know that they don't. They study one thing and they jump to conclusions instead of studying everything and come to some firm determination. There's a time and place for everything under the sun. Praise God.
Yep. They read the portion where it says, "Thou shalt not cut the corners of your beard," and that portion of the Torah.
Well, that's if you're going to wear. Well, contrary, if you're going to wear the beard. There's a way to wear the beard. And if you're not going to wear the beard, there's a way to not wear the beard, okay? But if you're going to wear a beard, you wear it according to what Yah says. It's just that simple. See, we do too much, Kadriel. We do too much.
And nowhere does it say that thou shall not shave. But if you notice, right, when a Nazarite takes this oath, he has to shave, right?
Exactly.
What does that remind you of? Does it remind you of anything? I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to say Shaolin monks.
Oh, yeah, Shaolin monks.
What they do?
Well, Yahshua, I suspect Joseph. I don't think Joseph had a beard because he looked like someone like Abrahamites. And Abrahamites were unshaven and bald. Obviously, Joseph had to be unshaven and bald. Okay? So, you know, people go, they need to study everything and stop being extremists about anything they come upon and think they got all the sense in the world. See, y'all don't both be shaving. Well, if you're going to shave, if you're going to wear a beard, there's a certain accordance for us to wear the beard. Okay? It's just that simple. We make everything different. Praise God.
And my point is that when you look at the Shaolin monks, they do a separation from the common man. Can't be a Shaolin monk and be doing everyday things that people do. They go off into a mountain, they meditate, they pray, they train, and they become monks. It's a similar situation with the Nazarite.
Similar process.
You start when you start out as a Nazarite, male or female, you got to shave your hair. It's a journey. For whatever amount of time, you told Yah you was going to serve him and separate yourself. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever it is.
Right.
But once you commit to a time period, you have to fulfill it.
And you had to complete it. You just couldn't just walk away. Yep. It's the last day of the week. I'm hitting the clock. I'm gone. No, you couldn't do that with Yah. There's a way to get in, and there's a way to get out. Stop thinking you can do what Yah, that what you want to do and how you want to do it, when you want to do it. Yah has procedures and protocol. You might not have them, but Yah has procedures and protocol. Praise Yah. Go ahead, Katria.
And we have two famous Nazarites. Do you know who they are?
Samson. And,
right.
Let me see. Samuel, I believe. The prophet Samuel. I think his mother
bound.
You
get the golden key to the city, yeah. You get the golden key to the city, yeah.
That's by way of these studies, my brother. Only by way of these studies. Praise God.
They're penetrating, aren't they?
Oh,
praise
God.
Because we're supposed to be able to answer these questions as Israelites.
Right.
Supposed to know our history.
Exactly.
So two famous Nazarites, Shimshon, from birth. His mother dedicated him to Yah because she had problems getting birth. As did Samuel's mother, Hannah, they thought she was drunk at the temple, but she was pouring out her spirit so she could have a child.
Right.
And she vowed, she made a vow that the child that I have, he's yours. And yeah, okay, I'm going to take him.
He took him.
And he took him. These words that the Levites put on us,
mm-hmm.
they're code words for the Most High to open the doors of blessing for our people.
Exactly.
When the priesthood and the high priest is right, and they open their mouth to speak these words, they ain't got to put their hands on you. They ain't got to throw holy water on you. All they have to do is speak these words. And the blessing comes.
They ain't got to throw no greasy chicken on you. No, they ain't got to do none of that. Mm-mm.
They speak like y'all spoke, and it was. Y'all said, let there be light, and there was light. If Levi speak these words, the priesthood speak these words, and our people are blessed if everything goes right.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, my brother and friend. Thank you, sir. And thank you, fellow students, for listening along in this study session. We hope we said something that was informative, and we hope we said something that will be of a blessing to you, which Yah word always is informative. And always shall be a blessing to you. Now, Cottrell is about to attend to the last segment of study in the book of Psalms, one and the same. And it is the 92nd book.
91st.
No, 91st. Okay. Thank you, Cottrell. 91st. Thank you, Cottrell. And it said, safety of abiding, staying, not going nowhere. Safety of abiding, staying, not going away in the presence of Yah. Don't leave away from Yah. There's safety of abiding in the presence of Yah. There's not safety in abiding in the presence of Yom Suf. There's not safety abiding in the presence of Cartrell. There's not safety abiding in the presence of Sister Abiyah. And there ain't no safety abiding in you just because you're looking in the mirror. Safety is abiding in the presence of the Elohim. Praise and bless his holy name. It doesn't subscribe a author to this book, Cartrell, but you have the chalkboard.
I know who wrote this psalm. the prophet Moshe, the prophet Moses, wrote the 91st psalm.
Go ahead, my
and
brother.
And it's that psalm I tell you my mother told me was a secret weapon. That when your enemies or oppressors or people attacking you without cause, she told me, pray this prayer, imagine a circle around your adversary, and everything going to be all right. I thought my mother was crazy. Because, you know, I'm growing up in Harlem in the streets. Don't nobody hear about stuff like that, do they? Talking about a psalm going to help me while I'm in the street. Niggas got guns and knives and bats. He telling me that the prayer's going to help me? I didn't understand when I was young. But this prayer is one of the most powerful prayers in all the scriptures. And who would know better than being safe in the presence of Yah, better than Moses, right?
Exactly.
So Moses has given us a secret science with a little prophecy mixed in. All praise to the Holy One Israel and our great prophet, our brother, Moshe. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And you gotta know the codes in order to dwell in the secret place of Yah, right? We just read about the Nazarite. And his, you know, code that he had to go through just to be a servant to the Most High. So to walk with Yah, that's the key, because Yah is everywhere, right? And being in his presence means that you are cognizant of that fact. Joseph knew it. That's why he didn't sleep with Potiphar's wife, because he was in the presence of Yah, and he knew it. I will say of Yah, He is my refuge and my fortress. Sounds like King David. It was good enough for King David. And way before King David knew about it, he probably learned about it from Moshe. Because he had to study this book too. He said, my Elohim, in whom I trust. People trust their money. America says in God they trust. They don't trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that's for sure. And they haven't made him their fortress or refuge. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. This is Moshe speaking. He knows. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings is your shield and rampart. You don't need no army, navy, marine. You got Yah. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. You shall walk the earth, live your life fearlessly. Once you know that you're walking with the Most High, and you got these codes going on for you. Nor the pestilence that walks in darkness. And pestilence is everywhere. We just got over COVID-19. Nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. And we witnessed that with COVID, didn't we? But there's more to come. But it will not come near you because you trust Yah. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked because you have made Yah your refuge. Raise your hand if you made Yah your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. So you got to be with the Most High all the time. That's where you want to be. Not in the world doing what everybody else is doing, but being with Yah in your meditations and your thoughts and your actions and your deeds. No evil shall happen to you because Yah is there to protect you. You in that dwelling place. You in that secret place. Neither shall any plague. That's why we don't take vaccinations. We don't take shots that these mad scientists cook up in their laboratories because we already know we got protection. Yah guaranteed no evil shall happen to you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he will put his angels in charge of you. We don't see the angels. We don't even know that they exist. But they're there to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands so that you won't dash your foot against the stone. You ain't tripping up and falling to the traps of everybody else. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. That's futuristic. We ain't seen that yet. You will trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot. Most of us would run from lions and cobras. Trust me. Most of us will run from lions and cobras. But Yah saying, when I'm with you, you're going to be crushing them. Because he has set his love on me. And love, you better know what love is. Tina Turner said, what love got to do with it? Yah said, everything. You better set your love on Yah because it has everything to do with it. Therefore, will I deliver him? Will you love Yah? He gonna deliver you. You ain't paying attention to Yah. You ain't feeling Yah. You ain't with Yah. You ain't even know Yah. Trust me, I love Yah, the beautiful creation that he's introduced me to. I came from nowhere, out of nothing, came out my mother's womb, and that's my start. And where was I before that? Okay? And Yah brought me into this beautiful creation. Gotta love it. And most people do because they ain't ready to give it up. They just don't know who gave it to them. Me, I know the source of my life and all creation. That's why I love Yah. Therefore, will I deliver him? I will set him on high because he has known my name. And it's funny, this guy on Instagram is talking about he's King Yahweh. King Yahweh. His name is King Yahweh. People playing with the Most High's name. Yah's name is holy. And you're going to play with the name by taking it upon yourself to call yourself King Yahweh. Shame on you. People call on me and I will answer him. That's what you're supposed to do. Just like King David, just like Moshe. Call on Yah and Yah will answer you. I will be with him in trouble. Anytime you got trouble, we're supposed to do? Call on Yah and Yah will answer you. I will deliver him. That's the second time he said that. And honor him on top of that. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation. Not the salvation they're talking about in Christianity, but we're talking about Yah's salvation, his salvation, because his salvation will bring you long life. And when Yah talks about long life, he ain't talking about 80, 90 years old. He's talking about everlasting life. So you could praise him forever. That's what's a part of Yah's salvation, which King David so eloquently talks about and tries to remind us and tries to make us a part of. And that's what we try to do. We want long life. We want to see our salvation so we can praise his name forever and ever and ever and ever. All praise and holy one Israel. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Contrary, we're going to find out tomorrow. And thank you, brother. Tomorrow, what is required of our leaders? Some people that just simply like to give themselves titles and say they are prince of a tribe, and they ain't brought two pennies to Yah. Two flies to Yah. But then, tomorrow, you're going to find out a leader is just not putting titles on oneself. A leader has certain responsibilities, and the requirement is more heavy is the shoulder of the leader. So we're going to find out what leaders are required to do in our nations. The princes. The fathers. I ain't saying nothing about the mamas. See, they got y'all messed up in this universal white race supremacy. See, y'all don't call y'all for everything because y'all ain't supposed to be in everything. But that don't negate from what you're supposed to be doing. It doesn't take anything from you as a woman. But just like they don't give men little respect in this Western Hemisphere, Yah does. Yah goes into accordance. Even animals respect Yah. They go into accordance. They go in the structure system, in a leadership system, and so on and so forth. If you don't know what's happening, what's up, and what time it is, and you're totally confused about everything, Yah's about to teach you tomorrow about heavy is the shoulders, weary is the shoulders, where the head of the crown and the leaders of this nation. It ain't for free. It ain't just subscribing to the title of you. I'm a prince of God, the tribe of God. Oh, is that right? But did you do any of these requirements that these princes of these 12 tribes are about to do? No. You just can't call yourself one. You got to be one. And according to everything Yah said in regards to. So I strongly advise and suggest some of you out there trying to give yourself made titles. And if the people ain't appointed in that title, you stand down. Get your mind right. Praise Yah, Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Abiyah. Thank you. And praise you, Most High. According to Cartrell Judge. Wrote, just shared with us. Go ahead, brother.
I know you gave me a close out, but I just wanted to comment on what you said, because people think the Bible is a religious book, right?
Right.
We're not reading about religion, are we?
No, we're not.
The book of Vayikra was about the order of the priesthood.
Exactly.
Now we're in Bamidbar, now we have the order of the nation.
Exactly.
Right? You're talking about the princes, you're talking about the Nazarite, and the roles that people played within the nation. And Yah is showing you the order. And the titles that our people carry now have nothing to do with the order of this nation. We got titles like pastor, deacon, preacher, reverend. Where the hell those titles came from? Rabbi? Where the hell those titles come from? And y'all not leading y'all people with those same titles, reverend, pastor, a deacon, a rabbi. You're not a Kohen. You're not a prince because there were only 12. So all the leaders that are out there with these titles, they're misleading the Most High people.
They certainly are. I don't care if they're so-called conscious.
They're not telling the order of our nation.
Right.
Bamidbar is giving the order of our nation. And our people need to know that that's what they call a Bible. It's the history of the order of the nation of Israel.
Right. And you just simply can't make yourself one just because you feel like it. I don't care if you're a conscious Hebrew Israelite that thank you conscious, that's not following Yah's word in its entirety. I don't care if you a unconscious Hebrew Israelite that don't know nothing about nothing and giving yourself these false titles. It applies to both of you. And Yah going to handle each of you. And you better believe it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, country.
Praise Yah.
Somebody got to step in the gaps. Somebody got to stand in the gaps. Why not us? Why not you? Praise and bless the Most High. Thank you, Katria, my dear brother and friend and sir. Thank you, Sister Avia, my dear sister and friend and ma'am. Thank you, fellow students, sirs and ma'ams out there. Bless and praise the holy name of Yah. Yahweh. Not your way. Yahweh. We love you. Katria, you want to say love to the people before we get out of here?
Every day. I love. Like you said, Most High bless and be with us. Most High make his face shine upon us. Most High lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Because that's what we need. All praises. Love y'all. Shalom and good night.
All praises. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Look to the east. East is the most and the most is the least. When you're living in our